Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. I'm excited to dive deep into the world of the arts, education, and community engagement with you and our guest, J.P. Gola. He is the managing director of Court Square Theater in Harrisonburg. Today, we're going to focus on their Act One education programs featuring live theater and camps for kids to adults. Act One brings the magic of live theater and creative camps to the heart of Harrisonburg, providing a unique and enriching experience for aspiring young artists, and as I like to call them, the never too laters. I'm thrilled to have JP join us as he brings a wealth of experience to our conversation, having earned a Bachelor of Arts in Theater for Acting and Directing from DeSales University and a Master's degree in Acting and Fine Arts, along with Business Administration from the Catholic University of America. He's not just an accomplished actor and director, but a dedicated advocate for the arts. His artistic journey has taken him on stages across the nation and around the world, enriching communities through his acting, directing, and teaching. Additionally, JP has been an active contributor to the arts scene, having served on the Arts Council of the Valley Board of Directors and various board positions for the Valley Playhouse, now Friendly City Players. Welcome to the show, JP. It's great to have you on today.
Hey, Dawn. Hi, everybody. How you doing? I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so excited that you're here, too. This is, to me, very exciting. I was I started as an acting major at West Virginia University.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, but it makes sense, though, totally.
Yes, and then unfortunately a family tragedy, had my life go in a different direction when we lost my father tragically. So I ended up with a graduate degree, an undergraduate degree in exercise science, because that makes total sense.
A little shift there, but hey.
It was. I had a passion for exercise and was a gym rat, a Gold's Gym back then. And I thought, well, what else do I love? And how can I stay near my family? And that's what I decided to do. So now, myself being a never too later, doing comedy and performing later in life, film acting and that kind of thing, it's super exciting to me to see that you, with your experience, bringing something so fabulous to our community so that not just the youth that want to explore theater, but those never too laters can also give it a try later in life. So I'm super pumped. I'd like to start with this. Can you tell us more about the Act One education programs at Court Square Theater and what inspired its creation?
Yeah, so about 2 years ago, we started a summer camp. And we did one that was Shakespeare, and we did one that was musical theater. And we realized when the theater had shut down over the 18 months that the pandemic had hit, we realized that there was really a need in our community for a growing performing art. And we started just opening back up with saying, okay, well, we're going to do camps this year. Out of that, it really stemmed into a really wonderful project for the younger people of our community. And then we decided to grow it even more. And now we do components of it that are for the more senior in our community, the people who want to dive into performing art that just never really did it when they were young or want to get back into it now that they are more seasoned. So, yeah.
Yeah, the first summer camps for the kiddos, that was 2022?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm, yeah. All right. And how many camps did you have first year?
We just had 2 weeks. We had one that was Shakespeare camp, and then we had one that was a musical theater camp.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you think makes Act One different from other theater education programs?
You know, I don't know exactly what makes it maybe different. What I will say, what gives us a little bit more of a specialness is that we are a community theater. A lot of times those particular programs are being held through universities or educational settings that actually have a whole staff on board that they teach that for a living. We do have teachers or faculty members that are teachers, but the biggest thing about us is that we are embedded in a community theater that does community programming all the time. So that's kind of what makes us a little bit special compared to some of the other camps or programs that do what we do.
Yeah, I agree. Could you share some success stories or memorable moments from students who have participated in Act One?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, we had our first year of camps, and then after that, we decided to do a full stage musical, and we did Willy Wonka Jr. One of the cool things about when we had done that was we had a little guy who auditioned who was just going into, like, he was in first grade at the time.
Aw.
And he couldn't read.
Oh.
So it doesn't mean you still can't act. So we actually took him to the side. I had him work with another more upperclassman to go through the lines in the lobby. And then he came in and he read, or he said the lines as if he was reading off of the script, and he nailed his audition.
Oh, that's great.
And that was like one of the most awesomest things, because he kept on saying to me, I can't read, I can't read. And I said, that's okay. You don't have to read in order to be a performer on stage.
That's right.
And so that was just really awesome. Another example was when we were auditioning Steel Magnolias here, which is our 60 and up production that's happening in the fall. We had two people that auditioned that were either a grandparent or a great-grandparent of people that were in our Act One program.
Oh, that's amazing.
And so that was really cool. And just to have that, like, that cycle, that circle effect happen, where the grandparents and great-grandparents are coming to audition for the Act One program, was like, man, we're doing something right. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
They're like, oh, maybe I can do this too.
Yeah. And they both got cast. So it's great.
Oh,
yeah.
That's really great. Yeah. The Steel Magnolias is one of the live theater programs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's coming up. You did the auditions, mm-hmm, and now the time it will run is
the last day of November all the way to the 4th of December. So it runs for 1 week with 5 performances. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure we'll get into some more details about those programs.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I wanted to ask you, how does Act One contribute to the cultural and artistic vibrancy of the community here in Harrisonburg?
Yeah, so, you know, a production or a camp or whatever it may be that we do in performing art always caters back to the community. So when you're looking at a production, let's just say, for example, we look at Willy Wonka. I mean, there are costume designers. There are people who are set designers. There are choreographers. There are people who are in the show. So there's a lot of different aspects of what we do. But one of the things that I love the most about how it contributes to the community is that our community here in Harrisonburg is amazing. We're so diverse, and what I do feel like our program caters to is to equity and inclusion. I mean, we have people of all socioeconomical levels who are in our productions, people from all different backgrounds, people that speak different languages, and they all come here to pretty much perform and play on our stage to cater to the community. And then you talk about the people who come and see the performances, the people who come to see their kids on stage or their grandparents on stage or whatever it may be. That's a huge blessing to have that. I always do a thing at the beginning of the show, and I ask people, well, who's never been in our theater before? And about 30% of the people that raise their hand are people who have never been here before. So that's a huge thing. Mm-hmm. They never even knew that Court Square Theater even existed because of where we're located.
Yeah.
So it feels really good. So that's one of the major things about what we do.
Yes, I think that this theater, which we are actually sitting in right now.
I know, right on center stage.
We are. So we're looking out to, well, it's an empty theater at the moment. But you do give, I think, new meaning to the phrase hidden gem.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes.
We're in what used to be the Rockingham County Motor Company,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Rockingham Motor Company. It was a Ford dealership from 1920s all the way up to 1979. That sold vehicles, cars. And the cool thing about this space is that this is where they worked on the vehicles.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's why you see these big beams that go across. That,
yes.
They were used for lifting the vehicles up and down. And then next to us where Horizon Gifts is, that was the showroom. That's why they had those big, pretty windows with the stained glass above that says Rockingham Motor Company.
Yeah. And there's other offices inside this building outside the theater, as well as Capital Ale Restaurant, which is a popular restaurant here in downtown. Also, just as a side note, Laffers, if you're coming to a performance here at Court Square Theater, It's a great place to have dinner before the show.
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah. And then after the show, a couple of cocktails if you want. You never know.
That's right. Keep the party going. Yeah. Keep the laughs going, yeah. I say.
It's either a positive or a negative. That was a good show, let's have some drinks. Or, man, that was a bad show, let's have some drinks.
Not that I know how that right. We do pretty good, though. That's really fun. Yeah. I love the experiences that you are providing. And I have actually a tasty experience for you in store today. Mm. Can you guess what it is?
No. Why don't you tell me?
Well, JP, it is scrumptious popcorn from our sponsor, Preposterous. It's amazing in Shenandoah Valley's popcorn sensation.
That's awesome.
It's pretty great. I brought you, what did I bring you? Stars and Stripes, I believe. Mm. Did you taste it yet?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Now it's time to dig in.
It smells cheesy.
It's so good. Mm. They have so many salt and sweet flavors. It's a cornucopia of sweet and salty, to tell you the truth.
And we're coming up on Thanksgiving cornucopia time. This is really good.
Isn't it amazing? And did you know that their kernels are grown right here in the Shenandoah Valley?
No kidding. Really? Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I can tell. Mm, yes. This definitely tastes like Shenandoah Valley.
There is a distinct taste in there.
Nope.
Plus, did you know this? Their factory is 100% nut-free.
That's cool. Now, that's important, because we've had several people in our productions that have allergies to peanuts.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. And they would love this popcorn for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's perfect for any occasion. As a gift, birthdays, anniversaries, you name it. And you know the great thing about this gift is?
What?
It doesn't require you to guess anyone's shirt, shoe, or hat size.
I like that. Just taste buds, right?
Yeah. So many people wearing hats this day.
Yeah.
It's great. Preposterous is also generously offering a discount to our laughers of 15%.
What? That's awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
So all you have to do, laughers, is use promo code LAUGH15. That's LAUGH15 when you visit preposterous.com today. That's PreposterouS.com. Oh, so good. Well, let's talk about Act One some more.
Okay.
And you guys offer of your excuse me. So good, this popcorn laughter. Mm-hmm. Sorry, but I got distracted. You offer a diverse range of theater experiences. And we talked a little bit about Steel Magnolias, but can you give us a general overview of all the different programs and activities available?
Yeah, sure. So we started with our summer camps. The first year we did it, it was just 2 weeks. And then last year that we did it, we did 3 weeks. We found that our education levels needed to be kind of like elementary, middle school, and then high school. And so we'll continue that. That's a summer thing that we do. Registration start for that usually the beginning of the year, January, February. And then we go up with those particular weeks, the last 3 weeks of July. In the fall, we do a 60-plus show for seniors in our community, and we just cast Steel Magnolias, which goes up in the beginning of December, last day of November this year. Next year, we're going to be doing 12 Angry Jurors. We've already obtained the rights to that, so that will be fall of next year. So we have a staple of always wanting to do a show for the more seasoned in our community, right? And then we do a spring musical. So last year we did Willy Wonka. This year we're doing Shrek Jr. coming up. Ooh. That goes up in February, so I would say this year, but it actually goes up in 2024. But we will audition that on the 22nd and the 23rd of October, so next month. Mm. And it's auditions right here. And that's for a mixed cast. So that's for people that are grades two all the way up until high school. And then we've also cast adults in those shows as well. It's kind of cool because last year we had 3 parent children sets that were in the show.
Oh, fun.
So their parents were the grandparents and in the show throughout, and then their kids were in the cast, which is pretty awesome. And now, moving into 2024, we are growing our Act One program to have a masterclass series.
Nice.
And we're adding different forms of art, not just performing art. Now it will be the arts. So we'll be looking for doing some workshops on maybe pottery or acrylic painting or, you know, something that's outside of the regular performing art, like textile art, etc. Mm-hmm. And those classes will take place here on Court Square Theater stage, and it will have probably one every month. But it allows educators in our community to be able to teach their craft, and people who want to experience that craft or that type of art can take place in being in a class. So those are, that's a whole growth of our Act One experience, which is pretty cool. And so that's going to happen in January of 2024, and it will be once every single month. And we're already starting to look at the ideas of how to solicit for educators or artists and how that's going to be, and then taking a look at our class structure. Yep.
Wow, I love that you're expanding it into the arts. It makes sense with the relationship with the Arts Council of the Valley.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's also a need in our community for it. There really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if you want to learn how to be able to kind of do something and you just don't have the ability, or you're somebody who's an artist who wants to be able to have a place to instruct it, you now can do that, which is really, really, I feel like, fulfilling for our community. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not exactly an official part of Act One, but we have done our first comedy classes here last summer. And so just to testify and support that this is a great space for being able to offer those type of classes to people in our community that want to learn more about the arts.
Yeah, I mean, that was a really, really cool thing. I mean, you had a lot of students, too, didn't you?
Yeah, like, we had 8 students.
Yeah, that's great.
Right?
And the showcase was phenomenal.
Right?
I was laughing so hard.
We did a pretty good job helping them.
You done good, Dawn.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll be back next June with our classes here. We have our fall classes coming up in a different location.
Yes.
But that's only because Steel Magnolias is here. So we want to keep offering the classes. And I love how this community can all work together to support each other.
Love that.
Yeah. Because it is about that. Where it's about helping other people connect with themselves and have experiences that enrich their lives.
Yeah.
And so this is a beautiful thing that you guys are doing.
And it's
so
a beautiful thing that you're doing too.
Well, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you so much. I want to talk about how you tailor, you kind of touched on it a little bit, how you tailor programs to the different age levels. And what I mean by, you touched on it a little bit, you learned from the first round of camps that separating it out a little bit was a better idea and create a better experience for those different age groups. So can you expand upon that for the youth as well as programs you're introducing now for the adults?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you have to look at needs of the community, right? So when we had our first camps that we did, we were like, you know, let's try Shakespeare. Let's try it. What we found with diving into Shakespeare for a week, and that was really for upperclassmen, that was really for high school, was that a week wasn't really enough time to be able to grasp the language of Shakespeare. I mean, it's almost like learning a new language. And so the children got it by the end of the week, but if they had another 2 or 3 or 4 days, they probably would have excelled even more on it. Musical theater is something that is not necessarily easy, but it's a way that you can also incorporate movement into what you do, and there really isn't a language learning issue there. Not issue, but language learning structure to it, right? You're not having to learn iambic pentameter or anything like that. You are having to learn how to move your body, and you can get the sound into your body and be able to sing, etc. So when we looked at our camps, we were like, you know what, let's just kind of do all musical theater. MTI, which is who we get our licensing through, does.
Can you slow down for just a second? What is MTI?
MTI, so Musical Theater International.
Thank you.
They're a company that we get our licensing through. They hold all the big licenses for
all
of the big musicals.
Right.
And they do several different musical reviews. And so the cool thing about a music review is you can select like 5 or 6 different songs out of that and just do those and perform those. And if you do 3 different camps, you can kind of select, okay, well, let's do these 5 for this camp, these five for this camp, and then we can kind of move it and cater it to what our needs are for the needs of the young participants who are participating, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So that was kind of a cool thing. So that's a little bit about how we looked at it. But the biggest thing was when it came to the next year of doing it, we're like, okay, well, let's now take a look at the age ranges, right? Obviously, somebody who's in middle school might not go along with somebody who's a junior in high school, right? Not, meaning that the capability of being able to dance as well, mm-hmm. or you know, take in the instruction as well might be a little different, and therefore the difficulty of the song selection might change a little bit, right?
Right.
So yeah. We decided to kind of cater it from like 1 through 4th grade. Mm-hmm. And then 5th through 7th or 8th grade, and then high school. So, and that worked, and it worked really, really well, and it was very successful. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you're just like, we can't leave the adults out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I had done a talk back with Sunnyside Retirement Community when I first took on the job in August of 2021, and I went in there and I spoke to so many awesome people who talked about how they used to be involved in performing art in some way. One was a director, one was a dancer, one was an actress. And I was like, wow, you know. So it was always a vision to want to do something for the more seasoned in our community, the people who really are always supporting our theater,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely.
And so then that was kind of the vision, to do something that was a fall show that was really just for them. And it's an interesting kind of look at it. I had many conversations with Steve Weingard, who is our director of the piece,
yeah.
who's also a seasoned gentleman in our community, right?
Hope he hears this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey,
but
Steve.
It was a really interesting look at it, because, you know, Steel Magnolias has a pretty vast age of cast members, right? There are mm-hmm. 6 ladies that are in the show, and one of them's a daughter, and then you have a shopkeeper, and then a younger assistant. But the way that the way that the script works is you could cast somebody who is a Shelby, who maybe is 60, who could look like she's in her 40s,
mm-hmm.
as long as her mom, Malin, looks a certain age, and the rest of the cast looks a certain age.
That's true.
But because if you look at the movie, the one that was done with Olympia Dukakis, and mm-hmm. you know, you look at that, you say, ooh, you know, they weren't much older than I am, you know? Because Shelby could be 16, 17, or 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's kind of changes it. Because if I have a 30-year-old, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So we look at it, we say, oh, you know, we could be those people. But
yeah.
It really all depends on casting. So that is the concept of Act One's fall show. It is just for 60 years and older, and we do have a Shelby that is cast who is of that age and will be great on stage to play Shelby compared to with her counterparts that are in the cast. So it's pretty cool. Yeah.
That is really cool. Now, you have extensive experience in the theater world. How do you see live theater impacting the personal and creative development of young people?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, theater allows us to be able to explore, release the walls that we have up, and explore taking on maybe another persona and acting that out on stage. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it is the stepping stone for you to be able to let go of judgment, the judgment area, right? And I am a firm believer that as young people, if you get the chance to be able to experience that in a non-judgmental space, it can open up your whole world to amazing opportunities, you know, public speaking,
mm-hmm.
being able to be comfortable on stage, being able to be comfortable in front of other people. Granted, whether or not you can see them in the seats because of the stage lights or not, mm-hmm. it's still that process in it. And when you're looking at education and you're looking at arts education and the importance of what that is and how people can really open up their shell or take down their wall,
mm-hmm.
it really can improve something. And if you did that at a younger age, it just sets up, in my opinion, a wonderful future with being able to express yourself through that type of art form. Yeah. And so when we're looking at the Act One program, one of the things that we saw in this area is that there just really are not a lot of places here in Harrisonburg that can cater to performing art for young people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having been a director in the area for many years, doing shows here, a lot of the students that came into the shows that I would cast them in, whether it would be for Annie, when we did Annie with the Valley Playhouse, we had several children that were in that. But they went to theater camps that were like out in like Blue Ridge somewhere, you know what I mean? Out in Bridgewater, wherever it may be, but not here in Harrisonburg. And they lived in Harrisonburg.
Right.
So the only thing in Harrisonburg that, in my opinion, now things have grown a lot more, but back then when I was first looking at the Act One program, really the education's great here. I mean, the public schools are wonderful. You know, private schools are wonderful and they do a great job. But unless you go to that school, you really would not be able to take part in that type of performing, right? So that's one of the big things about what my feelings are on why arts and performing art is so important for young people and what it can do for them throughout their whole lives.
I love that, too. I love a lot about what you just shared in terms of how theater can help you break down those barriers and be more vulnerable and take on a different persona and kind of free yourself in a bit. In a way, in terms of being true to yourself and connected to yourself.
Yeah, and not only that, but what it does for camaraderie as an ensemble, you know? You're all putting on a performance together, and what that does, uplifting each other. It speaks to unity. It speaks to equity. Everybody is all the same. We're all on one level. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a cool thing that you can pick each other up and do that. No different than sports. It's just another side of it. They're all in one common goal to be able to have a great performance for the community, which is great.
Yes, and I would add collaboration.
Absolutely. Sure, yeah.
Which this does provide some additional outlets to our youth. There are some athletic people out there that are talented in performing on stage as well, but that's not everybody.
Right.
You know, and then there are other youth that have an inclination and the ability and skills to do the sports.
Right.
And then there are the youth that have the inclination and the ability to do the arts.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so I love that we're providing something for them. And honestly, and a little bit selfishly, if I may add, some of these young people could get interested in comedy.
Yeah. Many of them are comedians. And that's just the great thing about them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think me or any of our faculty members, when we leave after a day of camp or after a day of rehearsals or after a show, I don't think any of us ever say, you know what? You know, we always leave laughing. And that's the most important thing. We always like where did this, like, out of nowhere, this kid all of a sudden can do, like, these triple backflips or these cartwheels. And I'm like, where the heck did this kid come? Like, what is this? And it's like the day of the show. You know what I mean? Like, where did this, like, these bag of tricks come from? Like, all of a sudden you pull a hat trick out of nowhere and all of a sudden you're like, where did this come from? It's amazing what it does when you have people out there to perform to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do see people growing to new levels when they put themselves out there like that, which is really fun to watch.
Yeah,
we see that in the comedy world,
we
too.
We said, you know, you're marking right now. You're marking.
You're marking.
Yeah, you're marking. You're just marking your moves. You're just marking your notes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, when there's people in the seats, they're just belting it out for the rafters. Like, whoa, where'd this little voice come from? You know what I mean?
The intersection of arts and education is a powerful one. And how does Act One contribute to the broader educational landscape in Harrisonburg? You kind of already talked about that a little bit, but let's think about that on a broader level. What are your thoughts about that?
You know, so my son goes to Harrisonburg. He actually goes to Spotswood Elementary School, and they are an arts integrated education track, which is pretty cool. J.R. Snow.
Oh, J.R.
Yeah. He kind of took with the Kennedy Center, and they have a school that is just designed, you know, for arts education with that, which is pretty cool that Gino's in that school. And you know, he learns so much through arts, right? So, like, when he has to go to the bathroom, there's a certain sign that he has to put up that says that I have to go to the bathroom. Or if he needs to be quiet or whatnot, you know, there's a certain sign language that a teacher would go ahead and express through body movement of what that particular thing is. Or when he needs to express certain emotions, he does that through either sound or singing a song or drawing. And it's really important to be able to express that. And so with what we do here, It's very similar to that. You know, whenever we first come to rehearsal, we have a check-in, and the students express maybe what they're feeling that day
and how things are going.
Are you feeling like you're excited? Are you feeling this or feeling that? And it's just a small touch, and it's not anything that's like, you know, over, you know, we don't want them to express everything that's going on in their life, but we can kind of gear, okay, well, this student needs a little extra love today, right? Mm-hmm. Or this student is really excited to go. They need a little bit of, like, let's just, like, pat them on the shoulders and be like, okay, like, chill out a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's really important. But it, being able to express those feelings and those emotions are important. And I feel like as young people or anybody, having the ability to work through our lives with expressing our emotions is important. It's how you do that, which caters to the Act One program. We do that through performing art, right? And now moving into our expansion, we do that through all different types of arts. So yeah, I guess, does that answer your question or no?
I think it
does. Okay, great.
And just for some context for our laughers, Gino is your son, and how old is he?
He is 6 years old, and he is in first grade. He is a Stone Spring Eagle.
It was awesome.
We went to school the first day, and we arrived, and there was an eagle mascot there, and Miss Booz was there, and Mr. Buns. Mr. Buns is the principal, and Miss Booz is the assistant principal, and Dr. Richards was there, and it was just amazing. It's an awesome school.
I'm so glad.
Not to say that I'm biased, but you know what I mean.
Parent bias. It's for real, people. And it's way okay.
Yeah,
it's
way
the
okay.
Alternative
That's
for
right.
sure.
That's right. That's
you
right.
know, we
mm-hmm.
like we love the parents that care.
Yeah,
that makes a difference in this world for real.
Yeah, you know, we pull up every morning because I drop them off at school, and we get out and we do a little dance.
You and Gino?
Oh yeah, I turn the music up, and I don't know, it might be on the rock station or some dance station or whatnot. We do some dance moves, and we get ready to go. And Miss Booz is usually there, and sometimes she joins us, and we dance. And it's just that's how I send them off every day. It's different when I pick him up, though. He's very quiet when I pick him up. So I'm like, what did you do in school, kid? What's going on? You know? He doesn't usually tell me exactly what. Until later on, you know what I mean? Oh, we did this. I'm like, okay, great. His mind is just probably just kind of overworked.
Stimulated.
Yes.
Has Gino taken the summer camps?
He did, yeah.
Okay.
He took summer camp this year.
What did he share about his experience with you?
You know, he's one of those young ones who, I mean, he was a rising first grader.
Yeah.
So he really, he didn't know how to read yet.
Oh, was he the one you were talking about
no,
earlier?
No, he was not.
That was a different one.
That was a different one.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a different young guy.
Okay.
So he really enjoyed the camaraderie. It was the first thing that he kind of was able to experience being around other kids. His kindergarten, he was homeschooled.
Okay.
So he wasn't around children a lot. I mean, he was here and there, but we homeschooled him for certain reasons, mostly because of the pandemic and stuff mm-hmm. in kindergarten. So it was a great experience with him, but this first time with a whole bunch of kids was in a camp. With like 30 other like little elementary kids, and like now you're learning how to dance and how to do this and do that. And he was great by the end. I mean, he was doing cartwheels and this and that and singing solos and being picked up because he's small, right?
Uh-huh.
So he was being lifted in the air and moved all over, and he just loved it. But that's one of those examples of he really understood what the concept was when mommy was in the, when mommy and daddy were in the audience, like watching it, right? When grandparents were in the audience, when people were out there, then he became the big ham.
Right?
You know what I mean? Because then he understood. Okay, well, I'm actually trying to learn. Consider yourself how to say the words and say the lines, and this is why. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's a performer, that's for sure.
I think he gets it on it.
Gets it from somebody, not from his mom. I'll say that.
Is she not into performing?
Well, she's a realtor. So,
oh.
I mean, she's all
well,
business.
Some,
and she
realtors does, perform now.
She performs. She has that, hi, yes, Amanda Gula. She's got that realtor voice. You know what I mean? But she's on when she's on. She's a great realtor, but she would be rather backstage than on stage. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you yourself, speaking of performing, have a rich background in acting, directing, and teaching. How do those personal experiences shape the way you lead and develop the Act One programs?
I think a lot of it is through understanding. So, you know, if you have never been a, you know, an actor on stage before, or a director in the midst of it, or somebody who's been through an education on different collegiate levels, you don't many times understand what the eyes or the perspective of the student is, right? Mm-hmm. Or the actor is, right? And so I always say that as a director, I'm an actor's director. Like, I understand, you know, what the feelings might be about having to do this particular dance move or do this particular monologue or break down and say these particular things. And what when we travel through the language of the script or the storytelling, what that might be and how I can understand how that person is feeling. I can understand how you as a comedian are feeling on stage when you might not get that laugh from the audience, right? And so at the end of the day, it's kind of that kind of caters back into the world of making sure that I do my due diligence for the community in making sure our program can cater to that, you know? And yeah, okay, so I have a lot of accolades, right? I was a professional actor, professional director. I went to school here. I've got all these different degrees, and you put them on the wall, but those degrees are not what make our community necessarily amazing. Right. Mm. It's with working with what we can do with our community and making that shine through our people in the community. Right. Making our community have that, what you said, the dazzle of the gem. Yeah. And so I make sure that all of our teachers follow that. All of our faculty members follow that. And they all have the same mission of making sure that those particular goals and those particular teachings and the ways of Act One are portrayed throughout our programming. So, yeah.
Yeah, the dazzling hidden gem.
That's, yeah, man.
That's what you got.
I don't know. Well, I would say, well, probably a ruby.
Why do you say ruby?
Well, look at all this red out here. You kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got red seats, red walls, red sconces, red everything. You know, our curtains are red.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
so
typical for theater. We've got some green accents going here.
The ruby of downtown.
It's pretty good. You can name a seat, too. You still have that going on, right?
That's one of our biggest fundraisers. Yeah, you can name a seat, and then you get a plaque on it for the rest of the time that the theater is here.
Yeah.
You always have that seat. Have you and Chris named a seat yet?
Not yet.
We should talk about that.
We should talk about it. The funny Womax can have a couple seats.
Yeah. You can have one that says Whoa, and one that says Mac.
I'll have to talk to the prof about that.
I will.
That sounds good. What challenges, JP, do you face in launching and sustaining Act One, and how have you overcome them?
Yeah, so, you know, doing what we do, it costs money.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. Yeah, so like Willy Wonka, the rights for Willy Wonka was around $3,500.
Mm-hmm.
The rights and the music for it. And luckily, we were able to break even with that production and not lose any money because we did sell tickets to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our camp, we are very blessed that we, this past year and last year, were given grants for scholarships.
Oh, that's
help.
Great.
Yeah, we do scholarships every year through that particular program. And so people can apply for the scholarships, and we have a whole panel of adjudicators who decide and determine who gets what and all that kind of stuff. But So those are ways that we kind of help our community in a major way too, right? But everything comes down to, you know, profitability and whether mm-hmm. it can be sustained. And mm-hmm. one of the things that we look at is, well, what can sustain an education program? Obviously making sure that you get butts in the seats
yes.
for your other program that you have. And that's one of the reasons why we do a lot of different partnerships. Like, we have one with X2.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because X2 Comedy is very successful here. And
Thank
it's
you.
2 years that we've been having it. Yeah. And so that helps us to be able to put more butts in the seats to be able to. Sorry, that was my phone.
That happens when we do recordings.
Yeah.
You know what? We just make it a part of the show.
Yeah.
Ring, ring, ring.
Yeah.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Exactly. So that's how we make it. So the first year was a little bit hard, and then we found out, okay, well, you know, we're doing really well. So that allows us to be able to add more and grow more. And but it's all about how the success of the other programs are. So you know what? If you come and you see an X2 comedy show, or if you come to the theater and you come see a concert, or you come to the theater and you see a movie, they're also helping our community by giving back to the other programs that we do as well. People don't think about that. Yeah, you're coming to see a show. And so when you come and see a show, buy a popcorn, buy a soda, because all that money goes back to helping our theater to do other great experiences for other people in our community. And that is a true community theater.
Yeah, and I would just want to add to that, because that's something I was just sharing with one of the X2 Comedy fans yesterday. They were, you know, on the phone with them talking about something. And they just talked about and raved about the show and how much of a good time they had. And I said, I just love that you came, but know that when you do, you're really helping us develop the local comedic talent here, because it's a completely different experience to be at an open mic. And those are necessary for a comedian's growth, for sure, to work out new material. But to get on this stage right here at Court Square Theater, for example, and be on a professional show where their professional comedians regionally and nationally touring come through, that helps raise their ability to develop their craft and perform on stage, just the experience itself, but also their ability to network with these comedians that are further in their career than they are. So you are doing so much more than just coming to a show when you buy a ticket.
Exactly.
You're really helping the performers, you know, get better at what they do and get better at what they're talented at doing. So you're part of a much bigger picture.
Yeah. People, I don't know if people really realize that, but that's great. Maybe if we can touch the hearts of two people that listen to this, and they can understand now that's important and how it helps so much. Yeah,
it really does, and I think it's awesome. I love being a part of it.
Me too.
I love being a part of it. How can the adults and parents with aspiring young artists get involved with Act One? What advice would you offer to those considering to participate?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's great. That's great. So we do on our website. There is a part where you can look up Act One. And there's a part that talks about auditions coming up. So if you're interested in having your child be in Shrek Jr., for example, you would first want to take a look at what the requirements are for that as far as the age ranges. And then, you know, start prepping them on, you know, a monologue. You know, I always think that as an actor or a young person who's a performer, you should always have something ready to go for any time that somebody wants to see your talent, right? Because as an actor or a dancer or somebody like that, the only thing that is your tool is yourself. You know what I mean? So having some moves or having a song ready to sing or having a monologue ready to go is really important. It doesn't have to be very long, because by the time you sit down with the director like me, I'll probably give you some direction and say, like, okay, now do the monologue again, but try to do it this way. Yeah? And let me see what it looks like, and just to see if they can take direction and how good they are and how they can spin that. Because a lot of times people put that block up, right?
Right, yeah.
So that's one way. Another way is always to reach out to us. Any of our faculty members can help, you know, try to talk to you about how to get involved in what we do. I just had a message 2 days ago about a parent who just recently moved to the area with her kids and how she wanted to understand what Act One was and heard about the camps because of some of the students that are in her daughter's class and asked about how to get involved with Shrek. And she just sent us a message on our Facebook Messenger. You know what I mean? So there are always ways that we can kind of help you and guide you to the way that will help your child be involved in something like this. You know, I will say that when you're involved in Shrek or Willy Wonka Jr., that's a free educational program for your child. Yeah, there's dedication in having to come to a couple of nights of rehearsal and having to have the dedication to be on a show. But you don't have to pay for that experience. Like, that is 100% educational experience and how to put on a show that is fully free, which is pretty amazing. Different from the camps, because we have more instructors during those camps and more of a syllabus or a curriculum. But with the Act One show that we do, that's a free experience for them. And I can't think of a better way to be able to take out a professional headshot, learning acting, learning, you know, how to be, have camaraderie on stage, putting on a show, than to be in something like that. Yeah.
Okay, so if I heard you correctly, the camps have a class price, I guess.
Mm-hmm. The camps have an enrollment.
And then the adult programming.
Of both programming is free.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So with Steel Magnolias, the experience, they're not paying to be a part of that experience. It's their time.
It is their time.
They're getting a lot out of their time.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I see.
And then the Shrek Jr. Show is a free show for them to be able to kind of experience the art form of performing art. And it doesn't necessarily have to be on stage. It could be off stage, too. If you want to learn how to do costumes, mm-hmm. you want to learn how to build sets or design sets even, or you want to learn how to run sound. I'm all about, you know, having somebody sit down and instruct them on how to do that, you know. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
And on your website, Court Square Theater, that's theater with an ER.org, I went to the Act One tab. Is there a way to click on the website somewhere if you want to get involved with Act One?
So there,
we can
put that up. We can put that up. We can put like, you know, if you want to get involved in Act One, you email this address or whatever it may be, or we can do a Google form. A lot of the times when people want to be involved in, let's say, for example, Shrek Jr. or whatever, mm-hmm. we'll do a call for auditions or a call for production team where we'll say, okay, well, we're looking for people to help with costumes, or we're looking for people who want to help with designing set, or we're looking for actors and actresses and little people to be in the show and or big people, whatever it may be. And so we usually do those particular things, and there's a part where you can email for more questions on that.
Mm-hmm.
So we could put something on our website that talks about, you know, if you have more questions or how to get involved. It's just, you know, we're so segmented in what we do. So Act One is a very large project, mm-hmm. right? And out of that, there's probably about four different subdivisions of it, right?
Right.
You've got the new masterclass series that's starting. You've got the Shrek show, which is a spring show. You've got the fall show, and you've got the camps. And
mm-hmm.
so I was just talking to Leanne, who's my assistant director and assistant co-founder of the program. And I was like, do you realize that we audition Shrek Jr. in like a month? And we just felt like we just finished the camps, you know what I mean? Like, and she was like, I know, right? It's like, so it's exciting, but it's also kind of like, woo, on to the next thing, on to the next thing, you know what I mean? So, because, you know, when you rehearse a show, especially when you're dealing with people, a cast of 30 or so, that's a good three and a half month rehearsal time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, by the time that we finish the show, then we're going to start looking at getting registration to go for the camps.
Yeah. Yeah, and you put those announcements, I know, on social media through Court Square's Facebook and Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you also put those announcements if you're on the Arts Council of the Valley's newsletter list.
Yeah, so,
right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So the Arts Council has a newsletter that goes out once every month.
Mm-hmm.
Court Square Theater has a newsletter that goes out once a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So whenever you buy a ticket, you can click a little button that says you want to be a member of that. Or when you go to the website, there's a pop-up that pops up at the top that says join our newsletter. That's one of the easiest ways to be able to see exactly what happens and what's going on. There's also a part when you go to the website, underneath the pop-up that pops up. Let's say, for example, you say, oh, I hate pop-ups, and you click it.
Yeah.
There's also a part where you can subscribe to the newsletter or subscribe to our calendar, which shows you all the events that are happening at a Court Square Theater. It goes right to your phone, like a Google calendar. It's pretty cool.
See, that's wonderful information.
See, technology
Thank you
is an amazing
for sharing
thing, isn't
that.
It?
Well, let's get some more specifics as we wrap up here.
Sure.
We've heard about the newsletter. That's mm-hmm. a way for the laughers to stay updated. Now, how can they stay updated on Act One through social media? What are the handles for your Facebook and Instagram? And is there a TikTok?
We do have a TikTok. Yeah,
okay.
We do. We don't post as much stuff on there. I mean, it's hard to find content for TikTok. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we do have a TikTok. It's Court Square Theater.
Okay.
We do have a Facebook page. It's Court Square Theater. And we do have an Instagram, which is, yes,
Court Square Theater.
We just make it really easy, you know?
We do. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, this has been great. Thank you for coming on the show, JP. It's been super fun chatting up all things Act One at Court Square Theater today. I love all that you guys are doing and offer here. It's been exciting to share it all with the laughers today. So thank you again so much.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dawn. I really appreciate you and what you do for the community as well.
Oh, yeah. It is fun.
I'm about ready to snack down some more of this popcorn.
You snack down on that while I close this out. Laughers, you too, or the kids in your life, can experience the world of arts, education, and community engagement with Act One. For more information and details, visit CourtSquareTheater.org. That is theater with an ER.org. And snag that discount on pre-popsterous popcorn using promo code Laugh15 at prepopsterous.com. That's PrePopsterous.com. That way you can munch on it when you join me on next week's episode. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.